My expectations are that the provisional president and the parliament of the republic will abide by the provisions of this agreement and do what is required to ensure that there is a government functioning on the basis of the provisions, not only of the agreement, of course, but also of the constitution of Haiti, and that good faith efforts will be taken to ensure that the continuation of the electoral process is provided for so that the country can move to recover that institutionality, that the country can move to having an elected president of the republic installed and to concentrate its attentions to the very real challenges and economic difficulties which the country is facing, and of course, ultimately, to work in the interest of the long-suffering people of Haiti.
As Special Representative of the Secretary General for Haiti, you must meet with a lot of people, a lot of the main actors and the Haitian people. Who have you been talking to and what have they been saying to you?
As Special Representative of the Secretary General, I have a duty to provide good offices that calls on me to interact, to engage with all walks of life in the Haitian society. I meet, and the mission leadership and staff meets on a regular basis with civil society, with political parties, with non-governmental organizations, with organizations which work in the area of promotion of human rights. We interact, obviously, with the state and government authorities. We speak to people on the street. The one constant message that I have from people of all walks of life in Haitian society is the desire to have stability in the country, the desire to see the country move to levels of tranquility and predictability that will contribute to socioeconomic development in the country, and also opportunity for the people to be able to have their children benefit from the best possible education, to be able to have their parents and their elders benefit from health care. These are all desires of people all over the world, and they are the same for the people of Haiti.
Now, you came to New York to present a report before the council. What was the council's reaction to your report and to the current situation?
The members of the council expressed concern over the current situation. The council, as you know, has been adopting resolutions in the past couple of years, urging the Haitian authorities to move toward elections. There was that effort done in 2015 and unfortunately did not go to the logical conclusion. And so, understandably, the council members expressed concern over that circumstance and urged the Haitian authorities to do everything that is necessary to ensure that this impasse is put behind the country and behind the actors in the shortest possible time, so as to ensure that the people of Haiti are allowed to vote for their leaders and representatives, and to ensure that the country recovers that institutional solidity that she needs to have in order to attract investment, in order to facilitate job creation in the country, and ultimately a better life for the people of Haiti.